After a while, he stopped under a tree, and that's when he began to second-guess himself. What have I done? He thought. Where did he stop? He stopped under a tree. What did he begin to do? He began to second-guess himself. Did he think, what have I done? Yes, he thought, what have I done? He wanted to return to camp, but he could not find the river that would have brought him there. He feared the worst. Where did he want to return? He wanted to return to camp. Could he find the river that would have brought him there? No, he couldn't find the river that would have brought him there. What did he fear? He feared the worst. He says he would have starved if it hadn't been for a group of monkeys who cared for him while he was lost. Who cared for him while he was lost? A group of monkeys cared for him while he was lost. What would have happened to him if it hadn't been for the monkeys? He would have starved if it hadn't been for the monkeys. Each day he followed them to water and shelter, and they dropped him fruits from the trees to eat. Where did he follow them each day? He followed them to water and shelter each day. What did they drop him from the trees to eat? They dropped him fruits from the trees to eat. He's sure that without them he wouldn't have made it. Would he have made it without them? No, he wouldn't have made it without them. He says on the night before he was found, he dropped to his knees and begged God to help him find a way out of the jungle. What did he do on the night before he was found? On the night before he was found, he dropped to his knees and begged God to help him find a way out of the jungle. The next day he was found. For Michael, that's proof that God had a hand in saving his life. When was he found? He was found the next day. Is that proof for Michael that God had a hand in saving his life? Yes, that's proof for Michael that God had a hand in saving his life. But he also has immense gratitude for the monkeys whose care kept him from starving. Why does he have immense gratitude for the monkeys? He has immense gratitude for the monkeys because their care kept him from starving. Kevin Hines is another man who will never forget the animal that saved his life. Who will never forget the animal that saved his life? Kevin Hines will never forget the animal that saved his life. Like Michael, Kevin was struggling with some frightening thoughts. Like Michael, was Kevin struggling with some frightening thoughts? Yes, like Michael, Kevin was struggling with some frightening thoughts. In fact, for years, Kevin had been fighting mental illness. What had Kevin been fighting for years? Kevin had been fighting mental illness for years. At 19 years old, he decided he couldn't take it anymore. How old was he when he decided he couldn't take it anymore? He was 19 years old when he decided he couldn't take it anymore. That morning, he kissed his father goodbye. He bought a pack of candy to eat as his last meal and boarded a bus that was headed toward the Golden Gate Bridge. Who did he kiss goodbye that morning? He kissed his father goodbye that morning. What did he buy to eat as his last meal? He bought a pack of candy to eat as his last meal. Where was the bus he boarded headed? The bus he boarded was headed toward the Golden Gate Bridge. He planned to commit suicide. What did he plan to do? He planned to commit suicide. The entire bus ride, Kevin wept openly. Did Kevin sing quietly the entire bus ride? No, Kevin didn't sing quietly the entire bus ride. Kevin wept openly the entire bus ride. He decided that if even a single person asked him if he was okay, he would not jump off the bridge, because that would prove that someone cared about him. If a single person asked him if he was okay, would he jump off the bridge? No, if a single person asked him if he was okay, he wouldn't jump off the bridge. What would someone asking him if he was okay prove? Someone asking him if he was okay would prove that someone cared about him. Tears streamed down his face, and yet not a single passenger said a word to him. What streamed down his face? Tears streamed down his face. Did a single passenger say a word to him? No, not a single passenger said a word to him. It seemed that they couldn't care less. Did it seem that they cared? No, it didn't seem that they cared. It seemed that they couldn't care less. Finally, he arrived at the bridge. He walked to the railing and looked over. When he arrived at the bridge, what did he do? When he arrived at the bridge, he walked to the railing and looked over. He stood there for many minutes, crying. What did he do for many minutes? He stood there for many minutes, crying. Then he saw a woman approaching him. He was sure she was going to ask him if he was okay, which would mean that he wouldn't kill himself. Who did he see? He saw a woman approaching him. What was he sure she was going to ask him? He was sure she was going to ask him if he was okay. What would it mean? It would mean he wouldn't kill himself.